Hey, Jerry McDonald from the Oakland Tribune. There was sentiment expressed yesterday by Reggie that they were pretty pleased that that Khalil Mack fell to them at five. That being said, how much surprise and gratification was there when Derek Carr fell to you at 36?
Well, I think we were pretty excited. You know, at the point in time of the draft, Derek was the highest-rated guy on the board. Excuse me. So we were pretty comfortable at that pick, taking him.
Derek was mostly in the spread the last couple of years. Did you go back? How much was that a concern? Did you go back and look at his previous years under Pat Hill, or what was the thought process there?
We did a lot of extensive work on him. We went back a couple of years and looked at tape when he played under center more. But we felt like at that point we stayed true to our board, and he was the best player available.
Joey, with the way it kind of plays out, excuse me, seems like you guys have gone all in with Matt Schaub. Seemed like the best case scenario then would be for Derek to kind of sit and learn, at least for a year, maybe two, behind Matt, learning the intricacies of an NFL offense.
Right. Again, we stay true to our board. We think Matt Schaub is our starter. We're confident in that. And Derek will come in and he'll learn, and wherever he fits in, he fits in. But we're comfortable with the pick and knowing that he'll come in and develop the way we would like to see him develop.
But do you believe that he is the future of this franchise later down in line after Schaub's done it and gone?
Well, we took him in the second round. We would like to think so. But that being said, you know, you never know what will happen in the future. But we're excited that he's here and he'll have a chance to compete, and who knows what happened.
He handled the media pretty well. Is that, like, is he a high-character guy, and that's one of the reasons that you guys chose him too, not just because of his quarterback ability?
Very much so. He's a very mature kid. I mean, he's you know, he's had a lot of life experiences that, you know, the regular 22-year-old hasn't had. I mean, he's got a family, he's married, he has a child. So we're excited to get a guy like that in the program.
When you look at him, do you think of his brother at all when you evaluate him? Is his brother coming to play, his experience at all?
Not at all. I mean, I don't think you evaluate one guy and think about the brother. I think the lineage is good. I think the fact that his father has been around football, and I think the family's been around football, I think that's a plus.
David tried to sell himself, you know, as kind of a package deal. Any discussions about that, bringing David here?
Well, we drafted Derek, so we're excited about Derek.
And did you, in fact, have Derek at the top of your quarterback board heading into yesterday?
Derek was the top quarterback on the board today.
How ready would you say he is to play if he's needed?
Well, that remains to be seen. I mean, he's a young quarterback. But we aren't expecting him to walk in the door and be the starter. I mean, we have a starter. So whenever that time occurs, then we're confident the kid will be ready to play.
Were you at all surprised that he fell all the way to 36? People on the outside thought he could be in the teens or 20s. Did you think he would drop to the second round?
We were surprised that he was at 36, yes.
There was a lot of good receivers on the board in the second round, and there were still some available in the third round, but
right.
You guys didn't take any. Would you say it's more along the lines of you guys are happy with the receiving core you have now, or just simply that there wasn't receivers on the board that you liked?
Well, I think you could say it's a combination of both, but again, we stayed true to the board. We were able to draft Derek. Then we were able to move back, get a player that we liked in Gabe, and pick up a fourth-round draft pick.
What was appealing about Gabe?
Gabe's a big, powerful young man. I mean, he gives the physicality that we're looking for in the run game. He's athletic enough in the pass game to move. So we're excited to have Gabe.
Did you guys look at all moving down in the second round, or were you when Derek was on the board, were you guys pretty set?
We considered it. I mean, we're open to moving up and back. But the fact that Derek was there, we thought it was a good opportunity to help upgrade our football team.
Did that at all change your strategy about when you wanted to take a quarterback, given that Carr was there? Like, did you plan on maybe looking later and he happened to just be there at the right spot? Did it change what you were doing with
A little bit, from the standpoint of, again, we stayed true to the board, and at the time of the pick, he was the top-rated guy on our board, so we were excited to get that player.
What What was your take on Derek's performance in the bowl game against USC? He didn't play very well in that game. What was your analysis there?
You know, that was one game. Again, you know, we've all had bad games. We've all had bad days. So I don't think one game can really determine a guy's the totality of his playing career.
How raw of a player is Jackson right now? Is he a guy you could envision playing as a rookie if you needed him?
I think he could come in and play pretty early for anybody. I think, again, he's a powerful, physical young man. He's a you know, when you're building a guard physically, that's what they look like. Now, once he gets on the field and compete against the other guys he'll have to compete against, then we'll see how that turns out. But I'm pretty confident that Gabe will come in and compete and be tough and be exactly what we expect him to be.
You said you had to think about, you know, taking offers for that 36 pick. Did you, in fact, have to turn people down, or is this something you guys kind of floated out there?
We fielded a lot of calls, quite a few.
Was there any thought to trade up to make sure you got Carr at the top of the day, or not really?
No, there was really no discussion from our standpoint of really moving up. We had that option if we wanted to do so, but we were pretty comfortable there.
Depth, where do you feel that you guys, your biggest needs are now going forward in this draft?
Well, again, there's a point in time where the draft becomes a need. But right now, we're still on the following the board. So we're going to follow the board. We're going to take the best player available. And at a point in time when it becomes a need draft, then we'll go down that line.
What's your favorite thing about Mac, your first round pick? What stood out the most to you?
He's physical. He's tough. He's able to rush the passer, obviously from standing up with his hand in the dirt. He can play versus power. He gives you speed, the versatility. I mean, I can go on and on. I love the player and I love the pick.
When you look at Mac, he's, you know, a hard worker. Carr seems to be in the same mold. Jackson is a two-time captain. I'm sure that's intentional. In terms of the type of player that you keep bringing in over and over and over.
Absolutely. Jackson is a 50-game starter in the SEC. So that tells you a lot about what kind of guy he is. He hadn't missed the start. So, you know, when you're building a football team, building a foundation, I think it's important that you get the right kind of guys. And I think we've tried to do that throughout the offseason and with the players we've drafted thus far.
Do you have like a rabbit foot? Do you feel like you've gotten lucky the first two rounds as far as guys you wanted being there?
We're excited about the players, and, you know, the Raiders need a little luck like everybody else, so we're excited about that.